USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
American Airlines Chief Executive Doug Parker said that hundreds of thousands of people will be without work and service to small communities will have to be discontinued if a new round of emergency airline funding is not approved. Moreover, the national infrastructure that the airline industry provides that is key to the nation's economic recovery could be severely affected by the sweeping industry cuts. Parker's comments came after emergency talks at the White House where executives from the major U.S. airlines met with Mark Meadows in a last-minute plea for additional funding. The Pentagon is deploying a small number of U.S. troops to Syria after a series of escalating encounters between the U.S. and Russian militaries, according to defense officials. The troops and vehicles will serve as a show of presence to discourage the Russian military from crossing into the eastern security area where U.S., coalition, and Syrian Democratic Forces operate. The additional troops will include six Bradley fighting vehicles and less than 100 soldiers operating in northeast Syria on a 90-day deployment. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A federal judge has blocked Michigan's long-standing ban on transporting voters to the polls, ruling it conflicts with U.S. election law. District Judge Stephanie Dawkins Davis in Detroit used an injunction against enforcing the restriction in November's presidential election. A form of the prohibition has been on the books since 1895. The ban had been challenged by groups including Priorities USA, a liberal super PAC that has said it plans to spend millions mobilizing and turning out voters in the battleground state, especially the Detroit Downriver chapter of the union-affiliated A. Philip Randolph Institute. President Donald Trump took to Twitter to turn his guns on former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg's pledge to spend $100 million on helping Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win the battleground state of Florida in November's general election. Using a derogatory name for Senator Elizabeth Warren, Trump charged that mini Mike Bloomberg, after making a total fool of himself as he got badly beaten up by Pocahontas and the Democrats in the primaries, is at it again. He also said he tried to buy an election and went away with a major case of depression. Now he'll throw his money at the Democrats looking for a new job. Not only did Bloomberg shell out $1 billion of his own money to support his attempts to win the Democratic nomination, he's also spent hundreds of millions of dollars in recent years backing Democratic candidates as well as initiatives to combat climate change and stem gun violence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.